And good morning once again here on this Monday. Connor Harbutt with you. It is about 7:50 here at the KGGF studios in downtown Coffeyville. And right now I have Trisha Purden in studio from the Montgomery County Action Council. Miss Purden, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great. Running a little bit late today, so we will try to get as much in as we can before the top of the 8 o'clock hour. As I understand it, though, you have a few major items to talk about, including first the last week's visit from Secretary Toland and the Secretary of the Transportation.
So we are really honored that Secretary Toland, who's our Secretary of Commerce, joined us on Friday. We did a full tour of Montgomery County and kind of drove the county for the most part, but then we toured several of our major projects that we have in the works. His job is to make sure that we help our businesses grow. And so that covers everything in economic development, really, and that includes workforce, it includes project development, it includes transportation, projects like that that really lead to new jobs being created. So we were able to go look out at Southwire and Amazon buildings, tour both of our downtowns in Independence and Main and Coffeyville. We were not able to make it over to Caney and Cherryville, unfortunately, but we were able to tour those two downtowns to really show what each of them is doing, and the Coffeyville Reawakening Project and Kansas Works in downtown Independence. And then one really exciting thing is we went and toured the Standard Motor Products facility, which if probably the majority of your listeners have never been in, but it's a truly phenomenal high-tech facility. Everything from highly computerized automated systems that are the length of one giant warehouse, one long process that's all automated, to very detail-oriented projects that refurbish those, you know, 1957 Chevys and some of those pieces that they don't make anymore. So we were really excited to hear that Standard Motor Products has had another expansion. They just finished an expansion where they brought a plant over from Orlando, Florida to Independence, Kansas. And now they've brought a plant from Boston, Massachusetts, a line in Boston to Independence, Kansas this month. So they're growing and we're really excited to hear that. So the second thing that we did this week before Secretary Toland came is we had another secretary in town. We had Secretary Lorenz here for the Kansas Transportation Listening Tour. And what that was is the very first phase of the long-term transportation plan. And so we were really excited to hear what their vision was. We worked really hard over the past 2 years to put together a plan for US 169, to advocate for US 75 and 400. And I'm also the chairman of the US 169 Corridor Coalition, so I wear a few hats in the region. But we were able to present to Secretary Lorenz the key priorities along 169 and 75 while I was there. And we think it went really, really well. She pulled me aside afterwards and said that our presentation was excellent, and that she was really excited to hear that Montgomery County is open to collaboration with KDOT in let's hit some spots in the middle. We understand that four lane is going to be a 50-year-long project, but let's add some passing lanes. Let's make sure there's turn lanes at major intersections, like at the Liberty turnoff along 169. Make sure that there's longer lanes for railroad crossings, because we know our heavy loaded vehicles crossing those railroad tracks, they're not getting up to speed by the time that lane's over, and we're still hitting major collision points along our highways. So we were really excited to hear that's moving forward. US 169 is one of the major corridors in the state of Kansas. If you're not aware, there's actually more trucks on certain points along 169 on a two-lane, almost no shoulder area than there are on a four-lane section on 69 in equivalent areas. So it's pretty amazing that we have the level of traffic that we have, but we have the level of infrastructure that we have. The other piece that she really outlined for everyone is broadband. So we're going to need broadband if we're ever going to bring our kids back to our communities. And you wouldn't think about broadband being a transportation, but it really is. Because where broadband is where the transportation goes. If you think about the network of, let's look at what 2025 is going to look like, what 2065. You know, our cars might be like the Jetsons, and they're going to need that automated fiber network in order to operate. So same thing goes for all of our businesses. So making sure that as we acquire right-of-way along 169 that we have broadband in those shoulders in that right-of-way is really critical for the future of our communities. So we were able to talk to her about that and the vision for what that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So we're pretty excited.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm glad to hear you mention more passing lanes because, you know, I haven't lived in the very area for very long, but where I'm from, not really used to a whole lot of, you know, one lane highways on either side. So it was kind of jarring for me. Well, now I have to get adjusted to, you know, passing in the opposite into the oncoming lane and all that. So that's definitely, yeah, it is very scary. So passing lanes definitely, you know, help alleviate that. So real exciting to hear. And so we have about 3.5 minutes. So maybe kind of sum this one up for us. But I understand you guys have some major projects coming up as well.
We do. So we have a few tours of our facilities coming up, both Amazon and Southwire. And I have to say this has been one of the busiest months that I've had all year when it comes to responding to proposals for our available sites and buildings. I submitted 4 on Friday. I submitted 2 on Monday. And the week before that, I submitted 4 more. So I have been going at about Mach 20. But we are really excited to have all these opportunities suddenly coming in. And I don't know if it's the economy is maybe people are wanting to get projects moving or it's, you know, or finally all of our marketing efforts are really paying off. I think maybe it's a combo of both. But I will say that one of the leads that we have that's going to be visiting our community here pretty quick is from a meeting that I had in Washington, D.C. at the Select USA conference, which is an international trade conference. So, you know, those conferences, it may seem like I'm out of the office a lot, but they pay off. And we get direct leads that are only coming to Montgomery County. They're not touring everywhere else in Kansas. So those direct person interviews that we have with businesses pay off. So we're really excited to see that.
Yeah, of course, bring business to Montgomery County and that'll bring the people.
Exactly.
It's literally kind of like a domino effect.
You
do one thing, the others will follow.
Exactly.
So, all right. So I think that's enough. That's all the time we have today. Unfortunately, we do have about a minute and a half to the top of the hour. But once again, thanks again, Ms. Tricia Purden from the Montgomery County Action Council, doing a lot of great work for this community and trying to bring, once again, businesses to the area. So.
Yep.
Have yourself a great day.
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
We'll go ahead and send it to the top of the hour. Fox News coming up at about 8 o'clock. After that, we'll have a local newscast from our interim news director, Matt Jordan. And, of course, at 8:10, he will be speaking with Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt. But for now, here's Fox News on the Mighty 690 KGGF.